Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 92 at Streets and Eats, and we are just continuing our end of year superlatives, best five, where we will introduce my favorite five of something, Corky's favorite five of something, and then we'll hammer it out and decide the overall top five list. And for this episode, we're looking at the top five experiences for families. So things to do with kids. We've done a lot with our grandson this year. Some things we've done without him that we're like, oh man, he should have been here for this. So those kinds of things. And yeah, we will work it out.
Yeah. I would say probably we'll have a lot of the same things. So it might not be too difficult.
Welcome to Streets and Eats, the travel and food podcast dedicated to taking our listeners to the sights, sounds, and flavors of fascinating places near and far, both on and off the beaten path. We're Jim and Corinne Vale, and we've been traveling internationally and domestically together for decades, visiting more than 90 countries in all 50 states in the USA. We'll share all of the local knowledge and food expertise we've gathered through years of living as expats in Asia and Europe, as well as traveling with families spanning multiple generations around the world. Join us each week for a new adventure.
Okay, so I was trying to think of a trivia question that would work good with this theme.
Traveling with kids.
Traveling with kids. And what do kids love? They love animals. And we do try to do quite a few animal activities with our grandson, and maybe not with him as well. Like, we love doing things about animals. So
things that you would normally do with kids that we do just by ourselves.
So this is an animal that has a bunch of characteristics, and I'm going to read one characteristic at a time, and I'm going to see. I have four, and by the fourth one, I'm sure you'll know what it is. So it's a little bit of a different format, but I want to give you a chance to try and figure it out per fact.
I think I understand.
Okay. Which animal has the following characteristics? The first one that you can guess, this animal can almost see in a full circle, a full 330 degrees.
Well, when I think of animals that can turn their heads a lot, assuming it's because they can turn their head that they can see, I would say an owl. There are some animals like the hammerhead shark that has eyes on either side of its head. And it's almost like a 360 camera where it covers, like one eye covers.
Okay. You've got to let me know when you're actually guessing an animal degrees, for me to say yes or no to.
And just the other so one you goes know. 180 degrees. I really want to go with the hammerhead shark now, but I'm going to say
I just needed to get
I'm
going to
say it's an owl.
Wrong.
Okay. Give me the next
hammerhead
clue.
Hammerhead shark? Wrong.
No, give me the next clue. Well, you shouldn't have told me that. I meant it stuck with a hammerhead shark for the second one.
Okay. This animal stands on average, stands for 14 hours a day.
Ooh. So I'm thinking of a bird now, like a flamingo, or my favorite land bird is a cassowary. And that makes sense too for being able to see 360, because birds tend to have their eyes further apart on their heads.
Oh, so yeah, because now you have two facts to go with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to go with flamingo.
Wrong. But you know what I did learn about the flamingo in this process?
Oh, so maybe it is bird related.
Well, let me tell you what I learned about the flamingo. And I almost used the flamingo for this fact entirely. They're the only animal that eats upside down.
Oh.
So think about how a flamingo is.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
They dip their head in the water to.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
That is pretty cool.
So I thought that was cool.
I don't think I could eat upside down.
The answer is not a flamingo. And maybe the reason is why is because they can hold up to 50 pounds of food in their stomach at any given time.
Whoa.
So now we're looking at something a little bit different.
Well, I'm still thinking of a big bird. Mm. So maybe an ostrich. Because they stand. Although they probably stand 24 hours a day. I don't know. Do they? Well, they do have knees. So they probably do roost at some point in time. But I'm going to stick with ostrich.
Wrong.
Dang it.
You've used three out of your four clues. Let's see if you can do it. Then maybe you need to phone a friend. I don't know. Okay, my last clue is this animal can see colors.
That's quite a clue.
As opposed to seeing black and white. And they're most famous maybe for seeing the color red.
Then I'd have to say a bull, because bulls are always attacking things that are red. But I don't know that a bull can see close to 360 degrees. They do stand a lot. 50 pounds of food. That's a lot of food. Camels stand a lot. But do they see red? I don't know that I know of any animals like the context of seeing colors. I don't know that was much of help.
Oh, sorry.
Give me another clue.
Well, there were more clues, but that was the only one those are the only ones I wrote down.
Camel.
Now, the answer is, you were almost on. It is bull / cow. I mean, it's a cow. Okay. And the reason I
got it, because I said bull.
No, you didn't. It was one of your actual guesses. I even specifically said you had to tell me. So no, you missed. But anyway, the reason I chose the cow is one of the significant things that we did this year. Mm-hmm. Did not make my list. Did it make yours?
It made my list.
Oh, then I'll wait until you talk about it and we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
It didn't make my list.
It didn't make my list. We have had a couple of really good animal experiences this year. Maybe not as much as in other years. Maybe more. I don't know.
More than some, many less than others.
Maybe. Well, like we went to the donkey sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
On Isle of Wight.
Which was cool.
Which is super cool.
Didn't they make just my have list. You're like right.
20 or 30 donkeys that they've rescued from around the United Kingdom, and they get to live their life on the Isle of Wight, a beautiful place.
I mean, who can complain about that?
Less rain than anywhere else in the United Kingdom, so they got to be happy about that. We went to the Wisconsin State Fair. We saw the pigs. We saw the cows.
Also didn't make my list, but it was something that is definitely worth mentioning because... I know we did do that one with AJ and he had an absolute blast.
He loved it.
And I mean, like you said, I mean, there was the pig competitions and the cow competitions and there was, you know, where you got to milk fake cows and goats. Yeah. And this was my favorite line of AJ's of the whole thing. What are those? Those are baby ducks. We need one.
We need one.
Let's get one. Let's take one home. Maybe not. We're flying to the UK in a couple of days.
We did some animal experiences in Vietnam. We went to the duck stop.
Okay, maybe you should stop guessing. Okay.
Because these might show up on your list.
Because you might show up on my list. But you're right. The duck stop, I think, would be... I don't think little kids should do it because you get surrounded by the ducks.
The ducks can be a little aggressive.
If you're duck happy and you're probably, I would say what would be the youngest, maybe
nine,
maybe eight, nine, 10, somewhere around there. It still could be a little overwhelming. I think some adults were a little overwhelmed at times. True. So you have to think about what it is. But other than that, I think some kids would, I don't think AJ would have liked it though, to be honest.
No, it would be too much for a young child.
He's only three. So. That's why.
Well, yeah, I was just trying to think of bat, or I was just trying to
It's a good idea of all the animals things, but I'm not sure if I have things like that.
That's true. I don't want to give away the list.
So we can talk about those after what we don't get to.
All right. So
we do a lot of things with kids.
We do. Or things that kids would like to do.
Because we're kids at heart. Kids. That's right. Okay. Well, go ahead, you start. Number five.
Okay, my number five is actually something that we didn't do with kids.
Oh, not
with
mine.
The kid. But he would have loved it. And there were plenty of kids there. This was in Connecticut. And we went to the Pez Factory Visitor
Center.
That's
on my list, but it's way higher than number five.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Because it
could be higher.
It was awesome.
And it's not really a factory tour. Maybe a misnomer.
Yeah.
You do get to see the factory.
The name of it is the Pez Visitor Center because really that's what it is. It's a visitor center. There is a part where you can look in if they happen to be working, which they weren't when we were there.
Yeah.
But basically it's kind of like a museum.
Yes.
And I would say for kids, it would, I mean, my AJ loves Pez, so he would love it. And he's three.
You'd never get out of there without buying something.
Oh, lots
with
of
any
somethings.
Kid, I think.
It was so cool. I think older kids might like it a little bit better than younger kids just because of the nature of it's more like a museum kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where you're reading placards. There was a scavenger hunt, which everybody could do regardless of the age, and everybody in your party could do.
Yeah.
And if you finish the scavenger hunt, you get a free Pez dispenser. We only did one because we didn't want to be greedy, but you know, I do love Pez.
Yeah.
But it was higher on my list. I actually had that at number 2.
Whoa.
But it, you know, that's right. Sometimes these orderings are sort of arbitrary. I mean,
they are.
We had fun doing everything on the list plus the ones that didn't make the list. So,
well, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's just when I was thinking about the other things that are on my list, maybe because he wasn't with us, but it is a kid's thing to do. It would have been more memorable in my mind and higher up if he had been with us.
Maybe, yeah.
But it's a cool place and I would go back.
In a heartbeat. In fact, we will go back.
Probably every time we're driving down Interstate 15 or whatever it is.
It's in Connecticut. Connecticut is this big.
Yeah.
So if you're in Connecticut, go to the Pez Visitor Center, especially if you have kids, because it's amazing. My number 5 was in Singapore. I'm sure if you've listened to our podcast, you know Jim and I love Singapore.
Yeah.
But I was doing some research, and a lot of websites claim that Singapore is the friendliest city for kids. And I am not going to dispute that at all. There is so much for kids to do there, and so much of it is free.
Yeah.
So even though it's one of the most expensive Asian countries to travel in, if you're there with your kids and they can do almost everything for free,
go do it.
That works. Anyway, they have all over it's on the equator. It's 4 degrees off the equator. And it stays the same heat all year long. And they have all these amazing.
And it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. And it's humid and it's hot
and humid.
And no matter what you're doing, it's hot.
Yeah.
So what they have are all these free splash parks, lots of them, like 20 or 30 of them. I don't even know how many. And they're all over the city. And we went to 2 or 3 of them in the week that we were there. If we were to go back with kids again, we might go to 1 a day because it was that much fun.
I think I would plan that.
And I would kind of plan that in there because, you know, the kids then get to cool off. And I mean, gosh, they deserve something after trudging behind you, going to the museum, the National Museum, or whatever you want to do.
The Botanical Gardens.
Botanical Gardens. Things that they might like, but they also would get tired at. So the splash parks are just an amazing thing that they have there. And the fact that they're free just, I mean, it blows me out of the water. Anyway, one of the best ones we went to.
I was wondering if you're going to get to like a specific one, because there is a specific one on my list too.
Is it the one that I have?
Probably.
What is the name of it?
It is the Far East Organization Children's Gardens in Singapore.
Located in Gardens by the Bay. And so that's perfect because I'm glad that you have it on your list because it's right in this amazing park that everybody wants to go to. Anyway, you've got the domes, the eco domes. You've got,
which the kids would love too, but they're not going to want to spend a lot of time in those.
Not as much time there. But what they will want to do after they go to the splash park is what we did after we went to the splash park. And that is you get all dried off and there's room to do that. And you just have to carry the crap around. That's life.
Yeah.
Is you go and you lay down under the super trees and you wait for the super tree show to go off.
Yeah.
And I just know AJ, there is nothing about this AJ didn't love. The fact that here he gets to play in water and then afterwards we go lay on the ground in the grass, just relaxing and looking up. And then there's this amazing musical light show in all these super trees. He still talks about it.
Yes. Yeah. That was farther up on my list.
Yeah. I have it as number 5, but I have some amazing stuff on my list.
Number 2 on my list.
Yeah. I can see why. You know, we start talking about it. I'm like, yeah, why didn't I put that higher? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's so funny. But that is an incredible place. It's probably the best splash park that I've ever seen.
Well, it's free.
And it's free. And you can just go. They've got a covered area to hang out for the parents or for the kids when they're not splashing. There's food. There's drinks. And just,
I mean, the food and drinks aren't free. But
no. Just the number of different splash appliances. I don't know what the word is.
The things that they can do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing. All right. So that was
Was your number 5?
My number 5 was the Pez Visitor Center. I got to start.
Oh, you started. So that and then I did my number 5. I just, okay. So now you're number 4.
So my number 4 is and I think this is on your list too. You definitely have alluded to it with the trivia question. My number four was...
Oh, no, it's not on my list, actually. That's what I said. Oh, okay. It didn't quite make my top five.
Well, number four for me is Hugging a Cow at the Gentle Barn.
Which was amazing. And yes, I did allude to it.
Southern California.
That's why I picked cow, because it was such an amazing experience.
You're thinking of that.
And AJ loved it. Like, we spent a lot of time with those cows.
So think... petting zoo, petting farm, where you can visit the farm. These are all animals that have been rescued. Mm-hmm. They've got cows, they've got pigs, they've got turkeys, they've got llamas, emus, ducks, all kinds of stuff.
Horses,
mules,
donkeys.
Yeah. But one of the things that you can do,
I think one of the major attractions is the cows.
Yeah. Is the cows, and you can go in and you can meet the cows right up close and personal. You take a brush, you can brush them.
Which he loved.
And then what they encourage you to do is to wrap your arms around the cow and just give it a hug.
Yeah. And you do. And you feel so much better. It was pretty amazing, actually.
It's almost a life-changing experience.
Yeah. Especially, I think a lot of kids don't get to be around animals.
Yeah.
So, but still the idea of, you know, a cow, the most, you drive by pretty much any road and look to the right, cow. Don't you can remember your kids doing that, right? Cow, yeah, cow. And here they get to go right up to that cow and give it a hug. It was pretty amazing. And of course, every cow has a story and everyone has their own volunteer. So they tell you what they like, where they like to be pet, just things like that, which makes the experience that much richer. Mm-hmm. You don't really get to feed any of the animals except the horses. You could buy some cut up carrots.
That's
to
right.
Feed the horses, which he loved doing. And he was very, I was scared to death. I was sure he was going to get bit because you know, gentle. You're supposed to hold your hand so flat. And here's my little 3-year-old grandson. And I'm sure. And they just naturally curl their hands. And
it's
like, oh my gosh, he's scaring me to death. But of course he didn't get bit. It was wonderful.
No, had a great day. He didn't get stepped on.
And nothing happened bad. It was all good. And they take good care of you. They have a little restaurant on site that's all vegan because of course it's about animals. I get it. We ended up eating at the In-N-Out Burger down the road.
Yeah, we did. We ate cow for lunch.
But that's beside the point.
Sorry, cows.
Sorry. It was an amazing charity and it's an amazing place to go to.
So that was in California, outside of Santa Clara, I want to say.
Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm. But apparently, I think there's another one somewhere.
There's two more, but we'll put it in the show.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was thinking St. Louis for some reason.
So no, that didn't make my list. That was your number four. My number four we did not do with AJ. Actually, it's the only thing on my list we didn't do with him, but I wanted him there so bad. AJ, like many little boys, loves anything to do with transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And here we were in Vietnam, and AJ has been to Vietnam, but he didn't go to this place with us. And they have these round boats in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
And you ride on these boats. So it's just fun to ride in the boat.
The basket boats.
And they're, you know, they're just fun. And you get to ride down the river, and then you get to fish for crab, and then they put on a little show, and the boats are twirling, and I mean, the whole time I'm on it, I'm like, where is my baby? He would just love this so much.
That was actually one of my bucket list experiences on my bigger list.
Was it?
That got axed for
whatever
reason.
It should be a bucket list for any kid, any age, from
any family.
0 to 99, because it's fun.
An infant probably, you'd be more worried about the infant than anything else. You wouldn't enjoy it.
But I don't know. My point is.
Toddler and up.
It's well worth it. It was so much fun. And they're colorful and the people, everybody's laughing and smiling. It's just, and then at the end of it, they're all run by these little restaurants sort of on the river, and you have your coconut coffee or coconut water. The fresh coconut. And you can even have lunch. We just had drinks, but you can have whatever you want and you make a day of it. And it's really close to Hoi An, which is an amazing city. So I think that's a fantastic thing to do with kids.
That was great. I loved it. And yeah, I didn't really think of it for kids, but there were a lot of kids in boats that were with their families.
And there's no reason not to have
kids. And he would love it because you're out on the water and yeah.
And they're so safe. It's not like you're going to, you know, have any chance of tipping over. And I think we had. did we have on?
They make you, like everything else in Vietnam, if you're on the water, when you're leaving the dock, they make sure you have a life vest on.
And you have to.
And then
to,
what you do with it after you get out of sight, they don't really care.
I think we wore it then.
Yeah, we kept
it. We're good at following the rules.
But most people don't. But you have it in the boat if you need it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So I'm sure they definitely have them for kids too. Yeah. Okay, so that was my number four. What was your number three?
My number three was. And now I'm looking at going, maybe that should have been higher.
That's my point. I mean, we made these lists yesterday, and if we made them today, I guarantee you we probably would have had, you know, scrambled them around a little bit, but whatever. And
probably it's on your list. I'd be surprised if it's not. But this is in Germany, outside of Nuremberg.
It's my number three.
You, there you go. You can go to Playmobil Land.
Playmobil Fun Park.
If you're familiar with Playmobil toys for kids.
They're similar to Lego, but they're not.
They're similar to Legos and Duplo, but not in the sense that you build them and can build different things with them, like the Lego blocks. They're not blocks. But I mean, there's a whole series of stuff. There's castles, there's ships, there's airplanes, there's
Egyptian Roman
scenes. And
there's the zoo, there's the fireplace and city things and houses and you name it, they got it. And of course, it's German. So they have a lot of things that are very German cultural, like they have the cows coming home, the Amalbetriebe. And just things like that. And then stuff all over. Like one of my favorite ones, I'm very intimate Playmobil. One of my favorite ones is the sushi chef. I mean, how cool is that?
Minifigures.
And the kebab guy.
Yeah.
The donut kebab guy.
So Playmobil Land is a place where they've like turned all that stuff into life size.
Like an amusement park.
Like an amusement park. And kids love it. Now, it's not for kids of all ages.
No,
I think about the time they're turning 10 or 12, they're probably are growing out of Playmobil. Probably around 10.
So this is toddlers to maybe 12.
At the most, yeah.
And if you have multiple kids, that's a different story. I'm sure they would have fun. And there is, I had fun. There are things to do for kids of all ages.
There's boats that you can
trampolines,
ride.
There's rides, there's water park.
Splash park things.
Plus you can spend all day building stuff if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
I think AJ's favorite thing was the pirate ship.
That was my favorite thing too.
It was so much fun.
And so, yeah, you're just exploring this huge pirate ship.
It's huge.
There's little rafts that you like use a pole to push yourself out. And, yeah. So much fun. Such a cool place. Good food. There's like a beer garden.
Oh, and of course, like it's in Germany. So different restaurants.
You can have the adults can have a beer with their lunch or a glass of wine. Really cool.
There is a hotel on site.
You can spend the night there.
Playmobil themed. Mm-hmm. So you can stay right there, which it's not a bad idea. You can also stay in Nuremberg. Nuremberg's a beautiful city.
Not far,
so it's, you know, it's well worth it. Of all the things that we've done, he's spoken about that the most.
Yeah. I think that's the most memorable for him this year.
Yeah. He really loved it. He asked me about once a week, can we go back to Playmobil Land? Can we go back to Playmobil? And he knows I love Playmobil. So he's always appealing to me to do that because I'm probably just as into it as he is.
Yeah.
So
that's my number three.
That was my number three. And my number two, you already knew because it was my Pez.
Oh, yeah. Pez Visitor Center.
What was your number two?
My number two was the Splash Park.
Okay.
In Singapore.
Okay. Number one. Maybe we have the exact same one for number one.
I doubt it.
Oh, really? What is your number one?
My number one was in Vietnam. We did a day trip where we took a speedboat out to the islands off of Phu Quoc, and we did snorkeling. We played on the beach. You can get out to like a private type beach type thing like that. We had a barbecue at this one little island. That was a great day for kids.
It was.
And it was safe. And it was incredible.
It was. It's not my number one.
But it's not your number one.
No. I mean, what is every kid's fantasy?
To go to the moon.
To visit Santa.
Oh, Santa Claus.
So
I know your number one. That was pretty good.
My number one, we just recently did in Switzerland. And we took a cogwheel train, which in and of itself would have been enough for AJ, because like I said, he's really into
any transportation.
So taking a train, and taking this train was so much fun. And taking this train from Montreux up to Rocher de Naye, where the Santa Claus house is, you climb this amazingly huge mountain. It takes, what, about 40 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
And we went from pretty nice weather. I mean, it was not, it wasn't warm. It was probably, I don't know, 52, 55 degrees.
Down at the lake.
And then we climbed up into snow-covered.
Into the Alps.
And it was definitely looked like a place that Santa Claus would be. And so you climb out and then you go through this tunnel and you get to meet Santa Claus. And then they give you a gift. And I mean, it's a Santa Claus thing. So for adults, this isn't as much a thing for adults. Like many of the things we do, I would say adults love it as much as the kids. The only thing that this is good for adults is you get to see your little loved one having the time of their life, meeting Santa Claus, getting a gift from Santa Claus, getting a certificate. And it's just, it's well decorated. It's up in the snow. You get to take a train to get there. So there's really nothing bad about it. It's just that it's very kidlish. That's all I'm going to say.
You're in the snow. So, there's nothing specifically for adults to do. Once you're out in the snow, you're playing in the snow. And that's always fun with your kids.
And that whole mountain trek is very popular for just getting off at any of the stations along the way and taking walks, because the walks are beautiful and the views are spectacular. So that was my number one. I thought that was pretty good.
That's pretty good. I don't know if it beats out hugging a cow at the General Barn or Playmobil Land for that matter.
Okay.
But it was pretty good. And you know, my number one was the speedboat snorkeling, going out to the beaches.
Yeah. I don't know why you think that's number one. I mean, to me, that's
it was just such a good day.
It was a good day. And I think AJ really, really loved it. I mean, anytime you're on a beach and digging in sand and swimming and seeing fish, and I mean, what kid doesn't love that? I think I'm not saying it's not for kids and families. I'm just saying I don't think it's number one. Well, now we need to come up with our top five.
Okay,
so the splash parks are way up there.
Yeah, for sure.
Playmobil Fun Park, we both agree, and Pez, we both agree are way up there.
Oh, so we have three that we agree on.
Yeah. What are your other two?
I have the Gentle Barn, and which I was have good. The snorkeling and going to the beach.
I think Santa's house has got to be on there.
That's a pretty unique experience.
It really is.
Well, okay.
And let alone coming down the mountain and going to the Montreux Christmas market afterwards. It's just all day in Switzerland, which is gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And at that Christmas market, Santa Claus flies across in his sleigh.
At 5 o'clock every night.
So given that whole experience for kids, okay. You can keep that on the list.
Thank you. And the Hoi An boat? That too. It's a very kidlish thing.
Pretty good.
I think that's more kidlish than the Foo Walk. The Foo Walk, I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I mean,
that's just a beach day, which you could do.
Right. Anywhere. Whereas Hoi An is specific to Hoi An.
That's true. You're not going to ride a basket boat anywhere else. Mm-mm. That's for sure. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'll get up again.
I think I won all five people. Woo-hoo.
Well, Nina won all five because I had them too.
Well, you had three of them.
Yeah.
But then I get the other two.
So are we
keeping it number one, Santa, number two, Pez, number three, Playmobil, number four, Hoi An, number five?
I think I would put Playmobil up at number one.
Playmobil number one?
Yeah.
Playmobil number one? I mean, I
for
love
kid
it
experiences,
there.
I think so.
Okay. Number two, splash parks. Number three, Santa House.
Okay.
Number
I'm good with that.
Four, Hoi An, and number five, Pez. I mean, let's put it this way.
I can't believe I'm giving up the Gentle Barn.
Well, then what about the Museum of Ice Cream in Singapore?
That was on my bigger list too.
That's fantastic. What about
the State Fair?
What about all the German and European medieval festival we've gone to where you get to do
with
things
the kids
like
games?
Like AJ got to take the pickaxe and make a heart out of slate. And gets to learn all these medieval jousting games, and we saw jousting and horses run through fire.
Yeah.
Or
there's
the maritime
a lot of stuff.
You know, it was an amazing place. If you go to the Channel Islands in Jersey and St. Helier is the Maritime Museum. And that Maritime Museum
is made for kids.
Was made for kids. Everything about it was
so interactive.
It was a game.
I forgot about that.
It was informative. I mean, if your child is of school age, below that, they would have a good time, but
they're not going to get as much out of it for sure.
Right. Definitely of school age. They would definitely want to do that because it was so amazing. You mentioned the Wisconsin State Fair. We went to Legoland Malaysia, which was hot.
But it was Legoland, on my bigger list too.
So it was pretty good. We do lots of things that are family oriented, lots of things that are for kids. And once again, I think we try to find really, really good ones. You know, we're all teachers.
Right.
AJ's mom, our daughter's a teacher. Our other daughter works in school. She's a speech pathologist.
A speech pathologist.
I can't say it, but she's a speech.
Maybe you need one.
I still can't say it. And Jim and I are retired teachers. I mean, we really believe in things that are educational, things that make you think, things that are problem solving, things that are interactive. And I think that, I think we have a good list here.
I think we do too. All right. I think we've got
it. Stay tuned. If you haven't seen some of the other, heard some of the other ones, you want to download them because we talked about our best foodie experiences and we talked about
the most beautiful places, bucket list experiences.
We've done so much, had so much fun this year. It's been the best year since COVID.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, because before COVID, we were having great years too. And then this COVID thing came along and it sucked.
Yeah.
And now we're back to having a good time. We're back. We're kind of back on the...
Back in the swing.
Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. Back in the swing of things. Back anyway, in the saddle.
It's wonderful. So stay tuned.
All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of Streets and Eats. If you liked what you heard, please show us some love. Hit the like button and leave us a review. Maybe even subscribe so you don't miss any future podcasts. Also, we'd love it if you joined us on our Facebook private group, Streets and Eats, where we just have an ongoing conversation about all things travel. Ciao for now.